The first time when I got interested in Christianity was after I gave birth to my first son, because my husband said he wanted to baptize my son, and I didn't understand anything about the baptism or anything about the Christianity. So I asked a few questions, or many questions, to him that he couldn't answer properly. So we decided to go to church to get to know about the baptism, because I didn't want to baptize my son without any knowledge of baptism. So, but that was God's blessing, so that we start going to the church, and we met Disco and James over there, and we joined to their Bible study, so we got to know about the Bible. And ever since I was small, what we learned from school in terms of the beginning of the life, or how the universe start, all these things, it didn't make sense to me. But when I read the Bible said in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, and that was just good enough to make me understand, and I just straight away believed. And also I got to know God create everything, and everything including man. And so we were not the result of the evolution, that start from bacteria. And so the Bible said, "For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb." So it wasn't coincidence that I was born in this world. Everyone was born under the God's grace and God's great plan. So I got to believe in Creator of God. And also the Bible said, got to know about there is a God. That was really make me so happy, and I was so happy that I was so joyful. And then the Bible said, God knows everything about me, about myself, when I stand up and sit down, my thoughts, the words that before I come out from my mouth, and He knows the number of my hair as well. And ever since I was small, I always hope that I can be honest to others, to myself, to others as well, because I believe that honesty is the most important thing for the human being. And at the same time, I felt that I wanted people to know that I have nothing to hide, because this is my honest feeling. So that's where I stand, and that's how I always be. But I came to realize that saying that I have nothing to hide in my heart, but that was pretty much untruthful. And I think I knew a bottom of my heart. And I came to realize that thought was actually my heart wanted to be recognized by others, and others to look up to me. And I realized that desire, in God's eyes, that desire is one of the sins. And the Bible said, if anyone thinks he's something when he's nothing, he deserves he deceives himself. So I felt pretty bad to God that because if anyone thinks he's something, that was me, and when he's nothing, that was me, and I deceive myself and God. But the good news was the God has already prepared to save me, to forgive me, and the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And also the Bible said, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ dies for us. So it only took me a week or so to come to know Creator God. But to understand these words took me a while after that. Because I couldn't. It was quite difficult for me to understand God's love. Because that was beyond my knowledge and beyond my understanding of love. The God's love, it is unconditional love, which we as a human being cannot have. I mean, it's hard to have. It's not easy to have. Because we love ourselves. And it may appear there is a love, but actually it was the love only comes from you and then pushing this love to others and actually conditional love. And there would be the something like maternal love towards your own children, something like you can sacrifice yourself, but that can happen only the person, the somebody that you love, not something that you can do to others. Nevertheless, you cannot have those kind of love towards somebody who are enemy to you or cheat on you. I thought that was pretty. That's what it is, that the love we have in this world. So that's why I couldn't understand God's love. I mean, it was hard to understand. But the only Son, the Jesus Christ, that who didn't have any sins at all, the God put only Son on a cross instead of us. So that truth, when I accept that truth, I can see God's love and I understand fully and truly. And without Jesus Christ, I couldn't see the God's love, or I couldn't understand the God's love at all. And the Bible said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So that is I really understand that. And that's how I got to know or believe in Jesus Christ. And the Christianity is not the religion. It is a truth. It's a truth. It's not a religion. And I'm so glad and I really thank God that I got to know the truth.
Thank you very much.